Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ben Roethlisberger sure spoke up yesterday. Oh, not about T.J. Watt. I mean, he did that too. But he also made it known he's nervous. And a lot of guys are nervous. And also, by the way, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Good morning to you. Good Thursday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday morning if you're into hockey and or baseball. I also offer up daily shots of Penguins and Pirates right where you found this. Of course, Ben made headlines locally and nationally by standing up for TJ and making clear his stance that the Steelers should pay him, quote, whatever he wants. That's reading the room. That's reacting to the room. And good for him and all that. I'm not going to get into any of that kind of drama, mostly because I believe, as I have all along, this is going to get done. This is going to get done. That football flies into the air in Orchard Park, New York at 1:02 p.m. Eastern Time. Not now, not later today, not tomorrow, not the day after that. There's time. There's time. And for all these people to be suggesting, right there in front of cameras and microphones, as Mike Tomlin did on Tuesday, that they're optimistic that this will get done, somebody knows something. For TJ to go out there and take the field for practice, as he did yesterday, full participant, the whole deal, somebody knows something. It'll get done. And right now, in my eyes, the bigger deal, because it's screaming at us with the high beams flashing, is this football game. Is this football game. And to hear Ben talk about being nervous, it's, well, just listen to yourself what he had to say.
Yes, yes, and yes. Anxious, excited, nervous. A lot of We hold ourselves to high expectations and high standards, and so I think as players you have to, and I'm sure the coaches are a little nervous and anxious too. So what a way to start against a really good football team in a hostile environment.
Okay, now know that over the course of the 10 and a half minutes that he spent with us, he referred to nerves multiple times, not just his, but also that of the rookies. He talked a lot about the sound in the stadium, about hearing fans in a packed environment, a hostile environment, as he called it, for the first time in a long time. And for a good number of these Steelers, including an uncomfortably large percentage of his offensive line, it'll be the first time they've encountered that. Sure, you've had guys, and Ben referenced this as well, like Najee Harris, who played at Alabama, and most major college environments can get you acclimated to that sort of thing. But again, it's been a long time. And between that and going on the road And facing a team that's a known commodity that might or might not be the best in the AFC, at worst the second best in the AFC by almost every account, and then knowing among the veterans who were there that they went there last year and didn't do particularly well in the second half of that game and lost, man, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here. This portion of Daily Shot of Steelers is brought to you by Point Park University. Choose from nearly 100 career-focused programs leading to bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. Choose when and how you'll do your studying, whether it's at Point Park's gorgeous downtown Pittsburgh campus, whether it's online, whether it's a flexible hybrid format. Learn more about all of this at pointpark.edu. Nervous is the operative term. I did say at the beginning here that it's also a good thing. Athletes who aren't nervous before major competitions tend to not be very successful, no matter who they are, no matter how much they've accomplished. So I don't mean to take Ben's terminology and throw it back against him here. I'm very much with him on this, and he's used it before. But there are still so many legitimate uncertainties. And I got to tell you, I'm kind of sharing that sentiment. When I think about the Steelers taking the field Sunday, it's not comfortable. I'm nervous, as everyone should be, about this offensive line. I'm nervous about what happens to the running game if the offensive line can't perform as it needs to. I'm nervous about how Matt Canada and Ben himself will respond in that event. I'm way more nervous about the defense than I thought I could be. And that was before seeing the first injury report of the season come out yesterday. And lo and behold, there's Tyson Alualu with an elbow, wasn't able to practice. Alex Highsmith with a groin, he was limited. No, you can't miss them. They've got to get on the field. Now you've got TJ coming in off 3 total practices, you know, presuming this whole episode doesn't blow up in the interim. You've got Joe Schobert calling signals when all he's done to date in a Pittsburgh uniform is play 1/4 of 1 preseason game against the Detroit Lions. You've got Akello Witherspoon presumably taking at least some snaps at corner once you get to that. But even if you don't, you're going to have Cam Sutton back on the inside where he's familiar, but he's not Mike Hilton. And if he's assigned Mike Hilton types of things, it might not go well. And then how will the defense adjust? You've got Devin Bush back from missing an entire year to a major knee surgery. And you've got a really good opponent across from you in both of these settings. Nervous. Nervous is the right word, Ben. It is. What would calm those nerves? Here's my suggestion. Actually, no, this came right out of Ben's mouth yesterday.
I think we're going to run the ball about every play. So, you know, at some point, a big run's going to happen, I think. So, you know, guys are just excited for the challenge.
Now, he was joking when he said that. At least, I think he was. He'll do that occasionally when it comes to the running game. They're going to run the ball every play. But you know what? Can you think of anything that'd be more settling for this team on both sides, in all facets, than if the Steelers were to emerge and run the ball, not just for themselves, but also to the Bills, who were really upset with how their defensive front performed in 2020 and made all kinds of moves over the offseason in hopes of addressing that. Imagine if the Steelers were able to just go boom, 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 left, right, up the middle, whatever. You would deflate the Bills, you would deflate the crowd, and you would pick the team up, the entire team, on your shoulders. I'm all in favor, Ben. I sure liked hearing that you're going to run the ball every single play a lot more than I liked hearing about nerves. When we come back, just one question.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back, it's time for Just One Question. That's always brought to you on this program by the personal injury law firm of Luxembourg, Garbick, Kelly, and George, LGKG. They represent people who are hurt in car accidents, who need assistance with workers' comp, who filed medical malpractice claims. The attorneys at LGKG have been designated super lawyers for over 15 years. Capital S, capital L. That's reserved for the top 5% of all attorneys across our commonwealth. Learn more about them at lgkg.com or by calling 888-842-5454. Today's question comes from Bubba, who asks, what kind of depth do the Steelers have? Can they survive injuries? Depth in the preseason looked shaky. Who are the guys that drop the Jenga stack on the season if they get hurt? Love the wording there. The Jenga stack drops at this point of the season, if number 22 gets hurt. And now that I've angered everyone by even raising that specter and having everyone picture it, I'll proceed without even uttering his name. But if he were to go down and Anthony McFarland is already on IR, Benny Snell's your go-to running back. Maybe. If it were me, it'd be Kalen Ballage, but it's not me, so I think it would be Snell. And in that event, everything that you just heard me describe in the first segment goes poof, doesn't even exist. There's no hope. Yeah, I know Benny had a good game here or there at some point along the way, but that's the one to me where on one hand you think, oh yeah, they look kind of deep there because we were talking verbally about a bunch of running backs in the preseason. But that right there is the biggest drop off from he who shall not be named to the other running backs. As far as other depth goes, you know, I'm looking at the defensive side and I'm thinking, you really want to keep Joe Haden on the field? I don't know that you could comfortably put Justin Lane or Akella Witherspoon over there, and especially against a team like the Bills. Never mind other teams that have lots of wide receivers, but the Bills have one in particular who can really hurt you, as the Steelers found out in excruciating fashion up there last year in Stephon Diggs. I believe Haden is going to get the matchup against Diggs. I believe he's not going to get a whole lot of help. And I believe there's no one else on the roster capable of performing such a deed. So Haden is another one. When you get into general depth, though, I always feel compelled to say this. There are exactly 32 teams who don't like their depth. There are exactly 32 teams who don't like the idea of their backups getting onto the field. So the Steelers aren't any kind of outlier in this regard. The Steelers didn't really have depth last year. For the most part, they stayed clean. Even guys who in the past had missed a significant amount of football with injuries, notably Stephon Tuitt, stayed on the field. And that was part of the reason that they were able to start 11-0. And then, once Bud Dupree went down, that was your first major injury loss of the year. Look what happened. Bud was the Jenga piece in 2020. We'll see how it goes this year. You know, Bubba, you could have brought up something that was a whole lot happier than this after all these nerves and all this negativity. I like to think of myself as a pretty positive person, not just professionally, but in life. Way more often than not, for those of you who are new to this show or new to my work in general, including the writing, I'm really an upbeat guy. I just have bona fide concerns about the Steelers heading into this particular Sunday. And to throw you at least one bone for something that I feel good about, picture any winning result on Sunday. Any, regardless of how it's achieved. You know the classic ugly W? Picture how the Steelers and their fans and everyone else will respond to that football team going up there and coming away with the only outcome that matters. Changes everything, doesn't it? I appreciate the question, Bubba. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. I'll be over at the Rooney Complex today covering practice, and we'll do another one of these tomorrow.